The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 429, The Women of Celtic Music.
As I roved out on a bright May morn, calm and clear was the weather. I chanced to roam some miles from home among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. I chanced to roam some miles from home among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor. As I roved along with my hunting song, my heart as light as any feather. I met a pretty maid upon the way, she was tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. I met a pretty maid upon the way, she was tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Where are you going to, my pretty fair maid? By hill or dale, come tell me whether. Quite modestly she answered me, to the feeding of my lambs together, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. Quite modestly she answered me, to the feeding of my lambs together, and it's heather on the moor. We both shook hands and down we sat, it being the longest day in summer. We sat till the red setting beams of the sun came sparkling down among the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. We sat till the red setting beams of the sun came sparkling down among the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Now she said, I must away, my lambs and sheep have strayed each other. But I am loath to part from you, as those fond lambs are to part their mother. Tether on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. But I am loath to part from you, as those fond lambs are to part their mother, and a tether on the moor. Up she rose and away she goes, her name and face I know not either. But if I was king, I'd make her queen, the lass I met among the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. If I was king, I'd make her queen, the lass I met among the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. If I was king, I'd make her queen, the lass I met among the heather, and it's heather on the moor.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon and get our free Celtic music app. Just head on over to the podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com. This, of course, is my quarterly feature on the women of Celtic music. And I am excited to share a whole bunch of great music from artists, I think a few new ones that I've had on this list, and some of all of our favorites. If you have a suggestion for a female artist who should be featured on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, make sure you drop me an email. You can send it to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. We kicked off the show with Beth Patterson. That was Heather on the Moor from her album Hybrid Vigor. Next up is Caddy Finlayson from her new album Celtic Purple. This is When the Battle is Over.
Thank you.
I fell asleep down by the stream, and there I had the strangest dream. And down by Britain's Glen there grows a briar round the rose. There's a tree in the forest, and I don't know where I built a nest out of your hair. And climbing up into the air, the briar and the rose. Well, I don't know how long it's been, but I was born in Brennan's Glen, and near the end of spring there grows the briar round the rose. I picked the rose one early morn, I pricked my finger on a thorn. They'd grown so close, their winding wall, the briar round the rose. I tried to tear them both apart, I felt an arrow through my heart, and all dressed up in spring's new clothes, the briar and the rose. And when I'm buried and in my grave, tell me so I may know, your tears may fall to make love grow, the briar and the rose. And when I'm buried and in my grave, tell me so I may know, your tears may fall to make love grow, the briar and the rose.
After Caddy Finlayson was Catherine Kohler from her upcoming album that was Briar and Rose. Then came Na Skylark, a trio of Celtic women from their album Old Kyol, that was the March of the Highland King of Lish and O'Sullivan's March. Judith Wakel with Wine of the Gauls from Pirates, Poets, and Patriots. And finally, Manx Courting Song by Anne Roos from her album Haste to the Wedding. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Jacob Kenner emailed a photo. Mark, I was listening to 427 while cleaning up the donkey pen when he asked us to share what we do while listening. I realize I almost always save the podcast for when I have a farm chore or a building project. I think it helps me relax and keep going. This is Violet on the left and Franklin on the right. Rescue donkeys we have in North Central Washington State in the Okanagan Highlands. Thanks for letting me share Celtic music with my donkey friends. Thank you, Jacob. That's awesome. Love the picture. Brian McAvoy emailed, I was teleworking, recovering from ACL surgery, and listening to the pod from 9:12, and practically dropped my laptop on the floor and re-injured myself, jumping to see what that sound was. Bass pipes, orchestral pipe step. That's what. Love it. I quickly went over to Amazon to find out what they had there, a few more, and am listening. I would not have thought myself a fan of Celtic trad dubstep fusion, but here we are. Would love an episode dedicated to Celtic trad sounds in modern dance hip-hop pop. I know that's a tight niche, but if anyone's up for it, it's you. Thank you, Brian. If anyone else has some recommendations on that same theme, drop me a line, because it is a difficult theme to pull together. Beth Helbass emailed photos. Hi, Mark. I just wanted to drop you a line and thank you for another wonderful podcast, number 412. Thanks to you, I discovered Heather Dale and was very happy to hear her once again on your cast. I've attached some photos of what I do while listening to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, and I've been cross-stitching since I was 12, more years ago than I want to say, and I found that listening to your podcast has kept me going on my more difficult projects. Keep up the good work and much peace and happiness in your new home. There's three photos that she sent of her cross-stitching. I know there's other cross-stitchers out there who listen to the podcast. Why don't you send some of your work if you'd like? I'd love to see that. Aaron Adair emailed, Hi, Mark. I have been a longtime listener and recent supporter through Patreon and have loved the music you've played over the years. It has made me yearn for my home country, although until now, I've never been. Thanks to you and your terrific podcast, I'm currently waiting to take off for Dublin, Adair, Galway, and points in between for my very first trip home. Listening to the Ramblin' Irishman episode is the perfect episode to prepare me for my adventure. Thank you for all you do to encourage, educate, and support artists and listeners about the greatness of Celtic music. Blessings to you and your family. And of course, this was I got the email back in May, so he should already be back. I hope you had a great trip, Aaron, and I appreciate it. I appreciate all your support for the Celtic artists out there, because that is what this show is about. It's about supporting these independent artists who don't have much else, many other ways to get their words out. What other ways are there to reach a target audience of Celtic music fans? The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is one of the easiest to access, because you can listen anytime you want. So thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting these artists. One final email. Robin emailed, Hi, Mark. I, of course, love your podcast. Recently, the love of my life, my husband, died, and I wanted to share with you how we listened to the podcast. I would come home from work, and my three dogs and my husband would jump in the car, and we'd go for a ride. It was a time with no phone, no distractions, just connecting with each other and see how each other's day went. Often, we'd be listening to your podcast, singing along, or just enjoying the music. Okay, so not so unusual. One of our favorites is Loch Lomond. And now that he's gone, ugh, brings me to tears every time. I hear it, but I can't stop playing it. I had missed some podcasts due to his illness, but when I listened to number 407, oh my. Sobbing in my car and remembering loving great times. Thank you for adding to the connection to love and life you have brought me. And now I have become a patron in honor of my husband, John Slancha. Thank you, Robin. I deeply appreciate you sharing your love of your husband and supporting the podcast. But it's a really touching story. Thank you very much for sharing. All right, we're going to get back to some music. Next up is Gwendolyn Snowden from Three Strand Braid. This is Little Duke Arthur's Nurse.
Johnny rode out on a May morning with his buckles and bridles ringing. And as he rode by the castle wall, he has heard a sweet voice singing. Little Duke Arthur's nurse, and the post will be coming. But I'd give both of me gay gold rings for a sight and a kiss, me Johnny.
If you're the little Duke Arthur's nurse, you're my sweetheart, so bonny. Keep well for your gay gold rings, and you'll get your sights of your Johnny. So he's leaned over his saddle a bow, and he's given a sweet kiss to her, saying, "You have me heart, but another has me hand, so what good can it do ya?" She says, "If I have your heart, but another has your hand, these words are fair undone me. So let's make a time when we'll meet again, and then in love you can twine me. So go you down to yon tavern house with the welcoming lights are beckoning, and sure as I am a woman true, I'll come love and pay you your reckoning. Oh, I spared not the cheer of the Whitby beer, and the wine he's kept on pouring, and every glass he has drunk to the last who is coming to him in the morning. And he's looked out of the shop window a little before the dawn, oh, and there come running a brother's three with their naked swords all drawn, oh. Oh, landlady, landlady, what shall I do, for me life's not worth a halfpenny? For she that was to lie with me has sent her brothers to slay me. She's taking off her petticoats like a wise gown and apron. She has taken the kerchief off of her head as she said young Johnny to the bacon. I should give him a suit of the female clothes, and he's made a pretty fine maiden. And the birds never sang so sweet in the trees as young Johnny sang at the baking. And when they stood in the kitchen door, they rattled their swords above them. And when they stood on the kitchen floor, so loudly there they were shouting, "Oh, did you have a lodger here last night, or drunk till the dawn was beckoning? And show us the room where the lodger is in, for we've come to settle his reckoning. Either came a stranger here last night, but not a drink till the morning. He's fought for a pint and he paid ere he left. He was long on Johnny the dawning. They stuck the feather beds all around and about, through the curtains their swords went a-raking. And as they ran in and as they ran out, they said, 'What bonny lass are you baking?' And one of them being in a very merry mood, to young Johnny set to talking. While a woman took a foot and she gave such a kick, saying, 'Get on, Annie, with your bacon.' And I as the landlady ran in and out, she scolded till their ears were aching. She said, 'I've had this many a maid, but none the likes of you with the bacon. They've turned the house up, they've turned it down, the crockery and platter's breaking. And every one of them as they left that inn kissed the bonny lass at the bacon.'"
Thank you. 10 acres of ground.
He gave a grand ball to his friends and relations who hadn't forgotten when sent to the wall.
If you'll only listen, I'll make your eyes glisten at the row and the ruction at Lanigan's ball. myself to be sure. Got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. In less than a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round a cask. Miss Julie McManus, the nice little milliner, tipped me a wink, but I gave her a call, and soon we arrived with Timothy Galligan just in time for Lanigan's ball. There were lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea, there were Nolans and Dolans, the O'Grady's were also there courting the girls and dancing away. The songs that went round as plenty as water from the harp that once sounded in Tara's old hall, to sweet Nellie Gray and the rat catcher's daughter, all singing together at Lanigan's ball. The boys were all merry, the girls were all hearty, they were dancing away in couples and groups, till an accident happened. Young Terence McCarthy, he put his right leg through Miss Flaherty's hoops. This creature created and roared, holy murder, she called for her friends and she gathered them all. Ned Carmody swore that he'd go no further till he had satisfaction at Lanigan's ball. In the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as a rose. Some of the ladies declared she was painted, she took a small drop, too much I suppose. Her sweetheart Ned Morgan, so powerful label, when he saw his fair calling stretched out by the wall, tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the china at Lanigan's ball. Boys, oh boys, tis them that were auctioned, myself got a lick from Big Fella McHugh, but soon I replied to his kind introduction and kicked up a terrible hullabaloo. Old Casey the piper was near being strangled, he squeezed up his pipes, fellow chanters and all, the girls and their ribbons, they all were entangled. And that put an end to Lanigan's ball.
Hanji Handan Horo Haradala Horo Haradala Horo Haradala Hanji Handan. Dance to your shadow when it's good to be living, lad. Dance to your shadow when there's nothing better near. Dance to your shadow when it's good to be living, lad. Dance to your shadow when there's nothing better near. Horo Haradala Horo Haradala Horo Haradala Hanji Handan Horo Haradala Horo Haradala Horo Haradala Hanji Handan. Hin hin haradala hin hin haradala hin hin haradala hin haradala ho hin hin haradala hin hin haradala hin hin haradala hin haradala ho. There are tunes in the river water, pools in the river water, pools in the river, and the river calls him. There are tunes in the river water, pools in the river water, pools in the river, and the river calls him. Horo, haradala horo, haradala horo, haradala hanji handan. Horo, haradala horo, haradala horo, haradala hanji handan. Hin hin, haradala hin hin, haradala hin hin, haradala hin, haradala ho. Hin hin haradala hin hin haradala hin hin haradala hin haradala ho.
Horo Hardala Horo Hardala Horo Hardala Hanji Handan Horo Hardala Horo Hardala Horo Hardala Hanji Handan.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. His skin is like some rosy fair, with the prettiest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands. I love my love, and well he knows I love the ground. Surely fade away. The winter's past and the leaves are green. The time is past that we have seen. But still I hope the day will come when you and I shall be as one. I go to the Clyde for to mourn and weep, but satisfied I never can. I'll write to you a few short lines, and I'll suffer death 10,000 times. Oh, the winter's past and the leaves are green. The time is past that we have seen. If you know more on earth I'd see, I won't serve you as you have me. Black, black, black is the color of my true love's hair. His skin is like some rosy fair. If you know more on earth I'd see, I won't serve you as you have me. No, I won't serve you as you have me. No, I can't you have me.
After Gwendolyn Snowden came Kathy Barwick with Red Haired Boy from In My Life, then Fionnuala Sherry from Songs from Before, that was An Cuffian, and then Merry Wives of Windsor with Lanigan's Ball from Bottoms Up. Christine Weir was after that with Horo Haradella from Weir Celts, and finally Joni Minstrel from her album Joni Minstrel Kicks the King, that was Black is the Color. Celtic Podcast News. Every year, I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Right now, I am finishing up the itinerary for the Celtic invasion of Venice and if your origins of Celtic music, and if you want to call it that, origins of Celtic culture. You can find out more at CelticInvasion.com. I just released it to former invaders who've joined me in the past. They can now sign up. I've already had my first three folks signed up. If you want to join me, stay subscribed at CelticInvasion.com, and I will let you know as soon as it comes available. Also, remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20. Every year I ask you to vote for your favorite songs in each show. And all you have to do is put the name of the artist, the show number, and you can vote for as many artists as you want in each show. My goal is to, you know, see the love. It doesn't have to be the absolute best, but you can pick as many as you want. At the top of every show, I list a list of the artists in the show, so you can actually see, you can copy that list, delete what you don't like, paste the rest in there. Nice and easy way of doing it. Just cast your vote. Finally, one other thing I want to tell you about the, I have my Pup Songs podcast. Now, my Pup Songs podcast, of course, is a little bit Celtic, a little bit geek, and a lot more talking and such. But if you would like to check out some new stuff, I have a few episodes. I've been putting it out every week for the past few weeks, and I think that's about to end this week. So make sure you go subscribe to pubsong.net. You can check that out. And a special thanks to the patrons of this podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, the show comes out every week and has done so since 2014. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend every month on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. Plus, you'll get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode, and we are super close to hitting a 2-hour special. A big thanks to our newest patrons, Barbara S. and Julie M. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. You too can become a generous patron of the podcast. Visit patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. Next up, we have Mary Nicol. It's from her album Weave. This is Wild Irishman.
A complainer, his life a plaintive song, how I wasn't like his mother and the world had done him wrong. He had a list of ailments he would mournfully intone. If it wasn't indigestion, it was aching in his bones. He'd swear I'd burn the dinner as he finished off his plate, then away down to the local and he's whinging to his mates. But I had an inspiration as I scrubbed the kitchen floor. If they'd remove him with the rubbish, I would never see him more. I took him out with the rubbish, though I couldn't fit him in the wheelie bin. I took him out with the rubbish, that was the last I saw of him. He had a way with the ladies, but if I looked twice as we passed a handsome man, he'd say it wasn't quite nice. He begrudged me every penny of my hard-earned pay, while he's betting on the horses or he's drinking his away. He wouldn't paint the skirting and he wouldn't clear the drain, and he wouldn't patch the leaky roof to keep us from the rain. My life, it was a misery, and my hair was turning gray. I didn't know how I'd go on until the lovely day I took him out with the rubbish, though I couldn't fit him in the wheelie bin. I took him out with the rubbish, that was the last I saw of him. They didn't want to take him, they said he wouldn't fit. I told him quit your railing and just haul him to the tip. So they hauled off that old devil, and now I'm on my own. And if they should recycle him, I hope it's far from home. For now my life's a pleasure, and my kitchen floor stays clean. I've patched the leaky roof, I've painted walls and cleared the drain. I have my bed all to myself, my money is my own. I wish I'd found out sooner how sweet life could be alone. So girls, if your life's a misery, stop your weeping and your tea. Just gather up your courage and then take a hint from me, and take him out with the rubbish, though you cannot fit him in your wheelie bin. Just take him out with the rubbish, that is the last you'll see of him. Just take him out with the rubbish, though you cannot fit him in your wheelie bin. Just take him out with the rubbish, that is the last you'll see of him.
After Mary Nichol came Cynthia Bennett with Out With The Rubbish from Cauldron of Life, then J.C. McConnell from her album Mystical Moments, A Sign of Things to Come. That was My Piece of Gratitude Remix, then Tell It Tay the Love by Laura McGee from Green Eyes, and finally Chrissy Crowley with Trundles from Last Night's Fun. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share the show with one friend. You know, one share can help immensely, not just like posting on social media, but saying, hey, you like Celtic music? You'll love this episode. You like Celtic women? You'll love this episode. That's what this show is dedicated to. It's to helping grow our community and help the incredible artists, diverse Celtic artists, who so generously share their music with us. So if you find music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks. Follow them on Spotify. See the shows and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. Every week I send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. Thank you again for being a Celt of Kindness. We are going to finish up the show with Bernadette Morris from her album Where the Heart Is. This is Until We Meet Again. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed week, and I will talk to you soon. Sláinte. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.